two proposals sought to end the competitive purse seine fishery in Sitka Sound for SACRO and replace it with an equal share fishery. The 47 active permit holders would each get a share of the year's guideline harvest level. One of the alternatives sought to allow multiple permit holders to fish from one boat and a limit to the number of boats out fishing. Andy Kittums of Petersburg, one of the fishermen proposing the change, said it would slow down the fishery.
There will no longer be the need to fight for fish, which is what our fishery has become known for. This in turn will make our fishery safer. The vessel collisions and net damage will vanish. We fishermen will be working together, not fighting with each other, and will produce a better product and have less impact on the Sitka Sound environment.
Kittum said the idea had the backing of most, but not all of the permit holders. Fishermen have already been working together in some instances. In 13 seasons over the past four decades, permit holders have agreed to a cooperative approach. Sometimes that's used when only a little of the guideline harvest level remains, or if seafood companies put limits on what they can process. Another fisherman, Jamie Ross of Homer, opposed the change.
Yes, we are going to be forced, because of market constraints, to be in this co-op situation for probably the foreseeable next 4 or 5 years. But I tell you what, as a guy that's 60, I'm really looking forward to the day when I can go competitive fishing again. I live for it. I love it. It's like a Super Bowl. I mean, I'm sorry. It is. It's the thrill, the joy of herring fishing that is the competition.
The competitive fishery can feature short 15-minute openings with many seine boats packed in a small area, setting nets on schools of herring. Collisions have led to lawsuits in some seasons. Supporters of the change also said an equal share would be more important in years of low abundance, but the board was not swayed to put that regulation on the books. Here's Mackenzie Mitchell of Fairbanks.
While I understand from the user group that this is kind of currently being done through a cooperative situation already, that it's hard to have the reliability on a handshake deal, but at the same time, it's essentially providing for the intent of the proposal, which is to reduce the competition. So I'm not going to put that into regulatory action if it's kind of currently being done already.
The first equal share proposal failed on a 5-1 vote, with only John Jensen of Petersburg voting yes. The board then saw no need to take up the second. The board then turned its attention to a proposal to give Sitka Sound permit holders the option of an open pound harvest of herring roe on kelp instead of the SACRO seine fishery. In open pounding, fishermen hang kelp in the water, allowing herring to swim by and cover the seaweed with eggs. SACRO permit holder Ryan Kapp spoke on behalf of the proposal, which was submitted by his father.
Instead of roe on kelp, I want to make kelp with roe. There's opportunities out there. It's a good thing maybe the 20 years has passed, because there's opportunities out there for new marketing opportunities that didn't exist 20 years ago. Sushi and grocery stores didn't exist 20 years ago. Kelp chips from Costco didn't exist 20 years ago.
Kapp said the change would also help with conservation concerns by using eggs without killing the fish. But opponents like Paulette Moreno did not want to see another commercial fishery opened in the area.
This would affect our daily existence as we're out there, and this will affect my subsistence levels in what I may be able to give my families.
Kapp had submitted the proposal in concept, and the board voted to table it overnight so staff could draft regulatory language for how it would actually work. By the time that wording came up for a vote, it had run into other problems. The Department of Law's Aaron Peterson said the proposal likely violated a prior Alaska Supreme Court ruling prohibiting allocation within a fishery.
As it stands now, it would take GHL away from the current SACRO fishery on a percentage basis of the permit holders that choose to fish pounds. And the problem that creates is essentially creating an equal share fishery within the same fishery without the analysis that would be required of that, the conservation concerns, the economic concerns, and so on and so forth.
Board members did not support moving the proposal forward, at least not in this cycle. Here's Israel Payton of Wasilla.
Got some regulatory language now, at least the proposer has, and, you know, encourage them to maybe work. You know, this is a step closer for them, potentially, to have at least draft language moving forward and you know, vetting it through more of the public and, you know, changing it.
The open pound proposal also was opposed by some Southeast commercial fishing organizations, and it would have required changes by the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. The board agreed unanimously to take no action on that. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.